Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, truckers. Welcome to Redneckinize, all things trucking and then some. Hope you enjoy the show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. It's Tuesday, August 30th. It is 2022 still. There is 31 days in August, in case you didn't know. I always have to double check. I don't know which days, which months are only 30 or 31. You know the February is a short month. There's a lot of months you might know if there's dates that you recognize or whatever, but if the month doesn't really matter to you that much, if you don't have much going on and toward the end of the month like that, you always wonder, you know, how many days in this month? So we got one more day, August. Tomorrow is the 31st, and then Thursday is the 1st. So have the receipts ready to send in, folks. That's what truck drivers got to worry about. Make sure all the expense reports are filled out each month and take care of your paperwork. Especially owner-operators, we got that right. So, not much else going in the news today. There was a little article by FreightWaves talking about something going on with AB5. We'll dive into that a little bit. And just more and more just different things. It says here, cdllife.com, this was posted yesterday evening. It says FMCSA waives hours of service rules for fuel haulers after oil refinery fire threatens supply of 4 Midwestern states. You know, we dive into this a lot. A lot of times where we see FMCSA lifts certain rules, like during hurricane season and if there's forest fires or like here there's a refinery fire, they say, well, it doesn't matter if you drive over the hours, if you drive overweight or whatever. And I say, to hell with that. I'm not breaking any rules. You guys put the rules in place. You say they're for safety. And we've got a situation here where there's a refinery fire. Well, I don't want any more bad things to happen. I'm going to follow the rules according to safety. You say they're for safety. So we always dive into that stuff. Other than that, you know, it's just trucking out here in the USA. Different things going on. Big things in the news happening with politics and all that stuff like that. We might talk about that a little bit. You know, I dive into that a couple of times last week when talking about inflation and all that kind of stuff. So check that out. But before we go any further, I want to thank one of our great sponsors, and that is Trucker Tools, truckertools.com. You can check them out. Download the app, their app, on your app store phone. Like if you got an iPhone, Android, it's an app there available. It's called Trucker Tools. And I'll pull it up here on YouTube for you guys to see the website. Let me see if I can get the logo down here. It's a pretty good deal. It's got a red, see this Trucker Tools logo here, the circle with the T in the middle, what's red on the app, and you'll be able to tell it from that. But other than that, I'll slide it up here a little bit. You can see the logo up here in the corner. That's part of the deal they got there going with Trucker Tools. So that's where you can. It's actually for booking freight, tracking freight. I mean, that's what they made it for. But they've added so much other stuff to it. You can actually plan your routes with it. You can check your fuel stops, truck stops, parking. Even Walmart and stuff like that. So check that out, and appreciate everything they're doing. And like I said, before we go any further, I want to remind everybody that we'll be at the Truckers for Hope Truck Show So that's going to be, let's see. Yeah, that's going to be September 23rd through the 25th at the Clinton County Fairgrounds in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. Appreciate everybody that can come out and there and join that. There's going to be a lot of stuff going on there. We'll pull up here the calendar. Like Thursday, the 22nd. Like it doesn't start till the 23rd, but they'll open up on the 22nd to allow everybody to come in there, register. If you got any kind of vendor going on there or you got a campground deal, they even have a convoy that evening at 6 p.m. Friday, everything starts early in the day. Truck rallies, tractor pulls, all kinds of different stuff, cornhole tournament. And then the concert starts at 7 p.m. It's going to be Long Haul Paul. And then at 9 p.m., it's going to be Tony Justice. And that's going to be a blast. And then Saturday is the big night. And everything goes on during the day, you know, different stuff. And, of course, they got the Kids Day stuff happening. And more cornhole tournament. They got the tractor pulls, the semi pulls, the drags. They got a light show, fireworks. And then at 9 o'clock in the evening, Little Texas takes the stage. That's pretty awesome. And then Sunday, they'll have church service at 10 a.m., and then they'll have more music after the service at the stage, and then they'll have a bull ride mania at 2 p.m. that afternoon, Sunday afternoon. So a lot of stuff going on there. Truckers for Hope truck show. Check them out at truckers4hope.com. And I appreciate all you guys' support of doing that and everything. So check them out. And that's going to be up there September 23rd to the 25th up in Clinton County Fairgrounds, Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. That's on Interstate 80 up in the mountains kind of area over there by State College. So check into that. And that's going to be where all that's happening. Let's see. And then if anything else goes, you can check us out. Like I said, RedneckAndIce.com. Give us a call here, 515-602-9731. And please go subscribe to YouTube channel. You can watch us on YouTube live right now, checking things out. That is that's where everything happens there on YouTube. We've got a lot of great videos talking about, like, you know, four-wheelers driving around big trucks, how to take care of the lease purchase, you know, kind of odds and ends that you probably should know if you haven't dived into that yet. And then also one of the biggest videos is just us talking about the interlocking differential, which is, it's really amazing that more truckers don't know more about it. Of course, I remember, you know, when I first started, every driver, you'd see drivers with multi-years experience and no experience tell different, completely different stories about what that should do, how that should work. So go check that, Alex, at YouTube. Just search Redneck and Eyes. You can get the links to that at our website, redneckandeyes.com. So check things out like that. And like I said, this is Redneck and Eyes Radio Live. Here on Blog Talk Radio, you can check them out. Give us a call, 515-602-9731. We'll see you in a minute. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
We'd like to thank one of our supporters, DPF Regeneration. The folks at DPF Regeneration have always looked out for truckers. Today's technology in big trucks has gotten more and more complicated, especially when it comes to those particulate filters. DPF filters need to be serviced, cleaned, and sometimes replaced, and DPF Regeneration handles it all. They have the knowledge, the network, and the inventory to get what truckers need to stay out on the road making money. Give them a holler at 800-634-3010 or check them out at www.webakem.com. Plain and simple, DPF Regeneration.
Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're just here. It's a weekday, every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. We're here live. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Appreciate everybody joining along. And don't forget to go subscribe to our YouTube channel. We're on YouTube Live right now. Appreciate everybody listening and following along with that. I just want to say that we're just having a good old time here talking about truck driving and truck driving things going on like that. And I talked about it on the intro here. Let's see about what's going on with this. You know, they're talking about AB5 again out there in California, and let's just see how they got things going on there. So it says here on FreightWaves.com, it says lower court formally lifts injunction against AB5 in California truck. Well, I guess this is what, I mean, we knew this was going to happen. And I guess what happened was, is that they just finally formally did it. Like, whatever. It says appellate court reversal of earlier injunction now in effect following Supreme Court's decision not to review. And that's just what it is that they knew when the Supreme Court refused to hear it, we knew that the other decision was going to take effect and the injunction was going to be lifted. And I guess today, or it says here, let's see, the injunction that kept California's independent contractor law AB5 out of the state's trucking sector is officially dead. In a hearing Monday, according to a statement released by the trucking-focused law firm, Skopelikas, Garvin, Light, Henson, and Fury, Federal District Court Judge Robert Benitez formally lifted the injunction that had been in effect since New Year's Eve 2019. A filing by the court of the ruling was not available online at publication time. The lifting on the injunction, which was expected, puts into effect the April 2021 U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that overturned the original injunction handed down by Benitez. The appellate court ruling reversing the Benitez injunction nonetheless allowed the injunction to stay in place while the California Trucking Association, which filed an original lawsuit in the case, pursued its appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. And see, there's a couple of little quotes here. It says, when the high court chose not to review the case, California Trucking Association versus Bonta, that put it back into the hands of the appellate court. The court, in turn, handed down a mandate to the district court ordering the reversal of the injunction. The action Monday formalized that step. It says, but the case is not over. The legal arguments put forth by the CTA that AB5, as applied to the trucking in California, violates parts of the Federal Aviation Administration Authorization Act, was only argued through motions on the injunction rather than a full court procedure. The CTA will now pursue the case from the beginning as asked for a new injunction. It says none was forthcoming on Monday. It says according to the memo in earlier Benitez rulings that denied the CTA arguing regarding AB5 and the dormant commerce clause, which impacts interstate commerce, was vacated by Benitez per the request of the CTA. The issue of whether the owner-operator independent driver association can intervene in the case remains to be decided. The next steps of the filing of briefs in the case, which can take place into December, according to the earlier court filings. AB5 requires workers be judged against provisions of the so-called ABC test to settle the questions to whether they are independent contractors or employees. In particular, for trucking, the so-called B prong in troublesome, as it says, an independent contractor must be involved in work that is outside the usual course of the hiring entity's business. The trucking company hiring an outside truck driver runs the risk of being ruled in violation of this B prong. So basically what they're saying is that a trucking company, now what my question is if it's a brokers, if you don't own a truck, then you can hire an independent contractor as a truck driver, as long as you don't own any trucks. But if you have operating authority, because I mean, that's basically what they're saying is that a truck driver, an owner-operator, we know what we do is we lease on to carriers. So we use the carrier's operating authority. We use the carrier's DOT number. We're under the carrier's insurance and all that. So basically what that does is that pretty much ends that. that the drivers are going to have to go out and get their own stuff. Now, my question is, well, see, I mean, you couldn't operate no matter what, because what if you had an all owner operator trucking company that got hired by somebody else to pull the freight, but then that company would be in violation. So yeah, that's a bad deal, you know, especially if you like that model where you can lease to a carrier. I mean, you know, I don't think it's right. Of course, I think anybody should be able to do what you want. I mean, it's contracts are contracts. The reason why, you know, the country is free as it is because we're able to operate within contracts with each other. We don't have to have anybody's permission. And I think that's what we've gotten out of these days is that it requires everybody's permission. You know, everybody wants to be protected. They think the government's going to be out there protecting them. You know, when we're talking about like being protected by Food and Drug Administration, okay, if you dive into that, you know, yesterday me and Greg were talking about the ordeals with handling things, you know, through the company or through government control. You know, should OSHA outlaw the use of flip-flops or open-toed shoes in truck driving? You know, that's probably a case. But the problem is OSHA, they're a bunch of scam artists anyway. It's a government entity that just doesn't do anything. You know, they only come in when there's an actual problem. They don't see potential problems and say, hey, you need to fix that. They just, something happens and they go in and say, hey, you did the bad thing. We're going to fine you. That's all they do. So that's all this basically comes down to, is that everybody wants to be protected, but it doesn't happen. The government entities can't do that. Okay. Just like when a lot of people listen to this program, they know, okay, police can only protect you to a certain point. You know, they're not going to, when the guy is holding a gun to your head, there's no police around until you call them. So if you never call them, they never know. You know, that's why domestic disputes and home invasions go unsolved, because unless you call the cops, then nobody knows. Cops aren't looking for anybody in your house, you know. So it's up to you to protect yourself. So protecting yourself, let's say you're an owner-operator and the carrier is scamming you. Well, guess what? There are other carriers out there. You can do other things. You know, you don't have to work for that carrier. And when the carrier does bad stuff, and more truck drivers learn, hey, that carrier's not good, I'm not going to work for him, then that carrier goes out of business. So to be protected, you know, I mean, the whole thing with Social Security is your protection. We're taking this money out of your check for your future. But it's only when you're on your deathbed that you're able to use it. You know, you can't retire early. That's against the law. You know, you start collecting it early, but then you don't get as much. So it's not really, it's government controlled. You don't have a control over it. They take the money out. And we know it's a Ponzi scheme where the money that you're paying in now is just paying for the old people now. You know, there's no savings account. You know, everybody says, well, that's my money. No, it's not. Your money's gone. So basically, it's everybody's thinking that the government passes laws to protect the individual, protect the worker, protect the employee, protect the, you know, the individual from the big fancy corporations that want to take all your money. Hey, there's certain laws that you can change to, you know, say, hey, overtime, stuff like that. But unless somebody's actually following the rules, I mean, we know out here, there's people out here all the time that find ways, like these big companies, they're going to find ways around the laws. That's why the way the laws are written, they have lawyers, they're going to work around it. So what it boils down to is, as the individual, you need to learn and just say, hey, you know what? I'm not putting up with that. I'm out of here. And then you get to weigh your options. You know, I mean, I think there's a lot of carriers out there that are like very hardcore in control of you, but they compensate you so well. They're like, hey, we're not very well run company, but we're making we make good money, and we're going to pay you good money just to put up with this crap. And you're like, you know what? As long as you're paying me that good money, you know, sometimes some drivers don't think it's worth it. Some drivers do, you know, that kind of thing. So that's why owner-operators exist. That's why company drivers exist. That's why independent drivers exist. There's a whole, like, stutter step of stairways of just a whole different programs the way you can be a truck driver, and they're all different because, guess what? We have options. We have options, so we can choose to do those options. When you get the government involved, they take those options away. And, you know, anybody out there right now that supports that, I mean, I don't care if you're a Teamster, you know, the government is, if you think the government's going to get in your way or going to help you out, no, they're meant to be in your way. You know, I mean, it's the whole process is that just like what Ronald Reagan said, the worst words you can hear is I'm from the government. I'm here to help. No, they're there to make a paycheck and to make your world a living hell. That's what they're paid to do. So, yeah, that's what the whole interest of this AB5 is. It's now in effect. That's what this article just said, that it's formally that, the, you know, the paperwork got filed and there was an actual hearing and, you know, the gavel was slammed on the door saying that's official. Now here it goes and send it to the court. And there's an actual paper filed with the state office or whatever. So that's it. You know, that's it. So it's just, that's just silly stuff. So, yeah. Well, you know, that's what we talk about on here is just, you know, life on the road and how truck drivers deal with trucking issues is like, you know what? Leave us the hell alone. We can handle it for ourselves. So that's what we do is we can handle it. Just stay out of our way and we'll be all right. So just check us out. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. You can call in at 515-602-9731. Be part of the conversation. Just hit one. Don't forget to go subscribe to the YouTube channel. Appreciate everybody doing that for us. And just chill out here for a second. We'll be back and talk about trucking some more. It's Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Today's truckers have a lot on their mind. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you've got a Redneck and Eyes.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Hey, this is Ed with Redneck and Eyes Radio. We're here live. It's Tuesday, August 30th. There's still one more day of the month left. August has 31 days, in case you're wondering. I know everybody's looking at the calendar this morning, listening, and it was 30th. Well, is tomorrow the 1st, or is the next day the 1st? You know, so you always got to check that out. I don't really know. I lose it, too. I can't, you know. There's some kind of way that you know which day, which months have 30 and 31 and all that crap. Man, I don't know. I don't want to. I just, hey, there's a calendar right there. You know, everybody asks me, how come you don't know this stuff? And I said, well, it's right here. You know, I don't have to remember it. Just like, remember back in the day when you had to remember everybody's phone number? When I was a truck driver first starting over the road, I remember I had, not only did I know an 800 number to the, like, to get the calling card. So you dialed the 800 number, and then it asked you for a code, and then it asked you for the person's number. And I knew all that, and basically I had about, what, a good 8 to 10, maybe even 20 phone numbers in my head that I knew people's phone numbers. Now, I don't know anybody's phone number. I know my number. I don't remember, because you don't have to anymore. caller ID and the cell phone remembers everything. So, but I remember, you know, and it was one of those things where we didn't have cell phones. If you want to make a phone call, you had to go into a truck stop. They had little phone booths or sit at the table in the restaurant, had phones. And they weren't pay phones, so you couldn't put money in them. So what they did was, you had to have an 800 number. You could call collect, or you had an 800 number like tied to a phone card or tied to some type of, you know, sometimes, in fact, remember if you had a home phone, the company that you had the home phone with, whatever company it was, you know, Southwestern, Bell, even Sprint or whatever, you had long distance service. And it was an additional charge to have long distance. So then when you had long distance service, they gave you an 800 number and said, you use this 800 number along with this card. And remember, you had a little phone. You had like a little credit card that was actually your phone card. That was how things were done. Is you had it was like you called this 800 number and that it was like a credit card number, but it was your phone tied to your phone bill. So your home phone got billed for calls that you made from other phones. And a lot of drivers used that when they sat down at the restaurants and those little the phones sitting there at the bar or at the booth or whatever. And you pick up the phone, dial the 800 number, and then put all your information in there and talk to whoever you want to talk to. And you paid for it through your telephone home bill. Or you went over there. And I mean, I guess they still sell those where you can buy calling cards. But I think they're more for, like, you know, tying to your cell phone or something. I don't know if they do that anymore. But you can't, you know, I mean, it's one of those things where used to you can go to Walmart and buy a phone card. And it was like for $20, you had so many minutes of use on that card. And but most of the guys I knew and I had it where it was tied to your home phone. Now all your bills, all your long distance that you talk to, or anybody you talk to in the truck stops, got billed to your home phone. And I remember the first time I did that in the phone, it was sky high because I thought, you know, hey, you know, I'm out here all by myself. Who am I going to talk to? Because I was calling everybody. And again, like I said, everybody's phone number was in my head. You know, I only had a few that I needed to write down, and you had a little book that you kept that in. You know, in fact, I think my dad still keeps that book. He still got a book. And my book is in my phone. You know, it's got, as soon as somebody, even if somebody doesn't have a cell phone, you know, in fact, when my nieces and nephews were born, I put their name and their birthday in my phone. And then it went from phone to phone. So then I knew their birthdays because they're not on Facebook. So, you know, Facebook, you know, today I had a couple of friends, today was their birthday. And it was like, thank you, Facebook, for reminding me when their birthdays were. Because, again, remember, we used to remember people's birthdays. You don't have to do that anymore either. So it's all about, you know, remembering things. You don't have to remember anything anymore. You don't have to worry about it. Everything's in front of you now. You know, I got a big computer screen in front of me right now. Everything that I talk to you about, all the information is right there in front of me, in front of my face. If I'm not looking at the camera, I'm looking at all the information I'm looking at is everything I need, you know. Minutes, times, websites, everything's right in front of me. So, yeah. Speaking of websites, you guys go check out DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com. Those are the great sponsor of Redneck and I's. And they're a big sponsor of everybody. They sponsor Tony Justice. They sponsor Long Haul Paul. They sponsor Taylor Barker. DPF Regeneration is, they love truck drivers. And they support the trucking industry through all of the just, you know, great people that are on the internet and go to the truck shows and, you know, entertain the truck drivers and are there for the truck drivers. And a lot of it is they're all truck drivers. You know, here at Redneck and I's, we're all truck drivers. Tony Justice, truck driver. Taylor Barker, truck driver. Jacinda, truck driver. You know, Long Haul Paul, truck driver. So, yeah, you know, everybody like that. And I'm forgetting people. I need a list. Because I can't remember everybody. Memories are out the door, man. Can't remember nothing. But, Jake Brake. That's right. You need to go check out Jake Brake. He's a Chicago truck driver. So, yeah, check it out. Everybody on there, appreciate everybody's support of Redneck and I's. All those people, they supported Redneck and I's from the get-go. You know, I remember we set up a tent in the parking lot, And next thing you know, everybody that was anybody showed up and said, who is this? Who are y'all? What are y'all doing here? And next thing you know, we made some great friends, and it was really exciting. So hopefully do that again, but in a smaller setup. We're not going to do the big truck shows anymore. We're going to do the smaller truck shows. We're going to take it on the road and try to make as many truck shows as we can, the small ones, and try to get to more events. We're going to create our own events if necessary, just getting back to the truck drivers. These, you know, a lot of truck drivers, you know, I used to say it all the time. It's great to go to the big truck show in Kentucky. Okay. It's really a sight to see. If you haven't never been, go at least once. I'll say it. Go at least once just to see, and just to say, I told you so, that there's so much just fluff and so much like it is a big production. Like, they throw everything at you. They got the fancy lights. They got all the shiny stuff. They got the pretty girls. They got the dancing. They got the concerts. They got the, you know, the videos, the seminars, the stores, you know. I mean, we may still have to go just because of how many people go. But we're not going to go like we went before. You know, used to, we went, we took the whole thing there. We took the tent and the trailer and the generators and the stage and everything. We're not doing that for sure. For sure, unless the money's right. You know, I mean, they're going to have to come up with, you know, it's going to have to be a big, big brouhaha for us to be able to do that. But I tell you what, I mean, I might just still show up, you know, with a backpack full of stickers and, you know, just to go shake hands with everybody. Because I know that, just like I said before, if you've never been, go at least once. And you might see me walking through the halls or walking through the alleyways there or whatever. And, you know, I'd love to talk to everybody and, you know, see the seminar. Some of the seminars are great. Used to, the FMCSA actually had people there, actually had a press conference, actually had a listening session for the truck drivers for, like, you know, truck driver training or overtime pay or detention. They had actually seminars there at the truck show, you know, and that kind of went away from that. And it's just because politicians, you know, the FMCSA, well, we don't elect people that work for FMCSA. They're not elected. They're appointed. They don't have to listen to us. You know, the only politicians that are worried about us are the politicians that need our vote. And the only time we hear from them is when they need our vote. You know, I'll tell you this story. So I live in Texas. I'm not going to vote Democrat. I'll tell you that right now. But I saw on Facebook, I get on there quite often, and there was an event scheduled for Saturday, this past Saturday, which was, what was it, like the 25th, 26th, 7th, 27th, something like that. But anyway, it was this past Saturday. It said that, of course, it said, quote, Beto O'Rourke was going to be in Corpus Christi. I live in Corpus Christi. They're having a campaign event, and Robert Francis O'Rourke, the guy, the Democrat running for governor, was going to be in town speaking, and everybody was invited, and you can RSVP here on the email and everything, so I sent an email. And, of course, you know what that does when you send an email or register to say you're going to attend this event, is automatically you get thrown in this pool, right, of emails. You're going to get bombarded. In fact, the funny thing is my Gmail account today said, you want to unsubscribe from this list? Because we know you don't like these emails. But anyway, what happened was is that so it was scheduled for Saturday. I think I registered like Tuesday or Wednesday, something like that. But it was scheduled for Saturday evening. And if anything, I was going to wear my Redneck and Eyes hat, walking around, passing out poker chips and stickers, shaking hands, maybe take some pictures, and hopefully get people interested in seeing Redneck and Eyes, maybe even politicians that weren't necessarily involved in trucking or are involved in trucking on the, you know, legislative level or something. You know, you never know, right? So I was excited about doing that, and I was going to wear my Redneck and Eyes shirt and just be all flashy, you know, just like an urban cowboy should, right? So Friday morning, get an email the day before the event that it got canceled. That Beto O'Rourke was ill. And if you guys on radio listening, whenever time I say Beto, it's Beto with quotes, because that's not his name. He goes by a nickname. You know what? And I don't even remember. I don't know how he did this. I think it ought to be against the law that name, Beto. Of course, Ted Cruz, Ted's not, well, I think his middle name is Theodore, so he can get away with Ted. But I think his first name is actually like Raul or something like that. I can't remember. But what should happen is that the politicians that running for office, their full name, their legal name should appear on the ballot. Putting these nicknames, I think he did have a nickname, but I think they put it like, I can't remember, you know, in fact, I'm going to notice this year when everybody goes to vote, I'm going to look and make sure. But I think that he got it to where none of his other names appeared other than his, it was just Beto O'Rourke. But I'm pretty sure that's not the case. I'm pretty sure they have to put like nicknames in quotes. So when you see that, you know what? I didn't really recognize it last time. I can't remember when he ran for Senate against Ted. It's so we'll dig into more of that. But anyway, they canceled the event Saturday, and he was sick, they said. So I'm like, well, this doesn't that beat all. You know, if I'm sick, I still got to, I mean, like, yeah, I can call in sick, but I don't make money. This guy's always making money. He's a millionaire. You would think that a millionaire could get up in the morning and say, oh, I don't feel well. Hey, all you 10 flunkies that I've got at my beck and call, go get me something to make me feel better. Call a doctor, get me a prescription, whatever. You know, I mean, he had enough forthright when he got into the car wreck out in the middle of nowhere in El Paso when he was drunk. He got into a car wreck and he realized, hey, I'm drunk, I shouldn't be here. He left. You know, but he didn't have the foresight to say, hey, I don't feel good, maybe I should get something to make myself feel better so that I can make my events. He didn't care about that. So he canceled the event, which I think is crap because I don't care. You know, you've got to be pretty damn sick. If you're that wealthy and that, like, you know, resourceful, because you know that he's got people working for him, they could probably get a doctor on the phone and get a prescribed, you know, get a visit right away to make himself feel better. But he canceled the event, and then there was a news release that happened like Saturday afternoon or maybe Sunday morning that came out over the wire that said that he was actually had a bacterial infection, according to, you know, I mean, it was like according to his staff or whatever like that, which I thought was crap too, you know. And a lot of people were running, like the people were commenting on the Facebook said, it said, yeah, it's called the you're not welcome here itis. I thought that was funny. But that's not the worst part. That's not the worst part. You want to talk about hating politicians. You want to hate politicians. You want to know the worst part? The worst part about this whole ordeal, okay? Signed up for the event, got a confirmation, everything was going to happen. He cancels the event the day before. You know, you find out that he probably was sick. You don't know. Monday morning, I get an email saying that we are short of our campaign goals and we need your donations now. It's like, wait a minute. You canceled an event and went home for the weekend, took the weekend off because you were sick. Beto was sick. And now you're sending an email saying, send you money? Man, politicians got balls, I tell you. Politicians have lots of balls, huge balls, to be able to just tell you, I can't work very hard, but I need you to either vote for me or send me money because I'm working hard for you, but not really. I mean, that's basically what they're telling you. So, you know, I like Jesse Ventura's actually, you know, his reaction to all of this politician stuff is that there should be a check on the box that says none of the above. None of the above. And then that disqualifies whoever is in those two races. Like, say you got two people running against each other and you got three choices. You either got the one guy, the second guy, or none of the guys. If I vote for none of you, then both of you are disqualified from competing in politics ever again, especially from one state. And then, you got to get two new guys in, you know, and you're talking about who's going to run the state. I don't care. No, I don't need the state to be run for me to be able to do a good job. I need police. I need fire. I don't elect those guys. They can hire those guys and run those guys. That's fine. You know, you've got U.S. Marshals, you got sheriffs, you got constables, and you got local police. Okay, they all kind of check and balance each other. You know, I mean, just like, what is it called, super troopers. You know, the state troopers were always fighting with the local cops back and forth, you know. Hey, it's my caller. No, it's my caller. Hey, you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. You know, that's the way it should be. Let everybody just leave everybody alone. You know, I mean, that's the other thing, too, is we got local police, and you get an area where, you know, crime is down, and then they say, well, we ain't got nothing to do, so we're just going to pull people over for, you know, not coming to a complete stop when there's no other people around. You know, yeah, the light's red, but you're the only one at the traffic light. You better sit there till the light turns green, or we're going to give you a ticket. You know, that kind of stuff. That's me and my personal vehicle. And truck driving, I'm always following the rules. Always following the rules. Everybody knows if you're in South Texas, you better watch out, because those red lights don't mean a damn thing, especially in Laredo. Am I right? Oh, man. What else we got going on? There was a FMCSA waives hours of service rules after oil refinery fire threatens supply in four Midwestern states. It says the emergency declaration providing regulatory relief to certain fuel haulers following the unexpected closure of a major oil refinery in Indiana. On August 24th, a fire occurred at the BP oil refinery in Whiting, Indiana, resulting in a loss of the facility's electrical power and cooling system. No injuries were reported. The oil refinery provided about 435,000 barrels per day, providing 20 to 25% of the gas, jet fuel, and diesel fuel used in Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer's office said that while efforts are underway to find ways to replace the supply from the Whiting refinery, disruptions in the fuel supply are likely. Well, yeah, I mean, that's to be expected. And I encourage drivers out there right now, don't break hours of service rules just because the government said it's okay to do so. Okay? Don't think that just because the government said, oh yeah, you know what, you can go extra heavy and you can go over your hours. They put these rules in place according to them, according to the FMCSA. What is the name of the organization? Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. They put these rules in place for your safety. Okay? So when your safety is not the priority, then you can break the rules. And right now, according to that, because the FMCSA is a government entity and the government pretty much does whatever big companies want them to do, again, why do we have government when the government just lets the big companies do whatever they want to do? You know, everybody thinks that I'm at this point where it's kind of like, you know, what I say sounds like a Democrat, right? But I don't want the government controlling the big companies. I want to know. The big companies do what they do, okay? And I have the power to learn that, and I have the power to say, you know what, I'm not going to do business with you. If you're a truck driver out there, and let's say someplace needs gas or you got to haul the fuel, and the FMCSA says it's okay to break the hours of service because it is a supply chain disruption, it's an emergency, you can do that. Your pay better be doubled. That's all I got to tell you, okay? Because let's say that you do break the rules, because we know truck drivers can drive 12, 15 hours if possible. If they feel like it, they should be able to drive that. That's their own personal safety. That's their responsibility. Okay, we've taken the responsibility out of the drivers because they said, well, that's the law. You can only drive 11. Well, now they're saying you can break that rule. Well, what they're telling you is that we trust you not to drive tired. Well, why can't they trust you 365 days of the year? Why do they only trust you now? And then if you do get pushed, and let's say the hours of service rule can be broken, the company's just going to say, hey, you need to go because the FMCSA says you can go. You shouldn't be pushed that. You know, and of course there is laws on the books that says that they can't do that. They can't push you. But let's just be honest. okay? You go in there and tell them, I don't feel like it. And they go, yeah, that's up to you, you know, but you're going to sit there. You're not going to make as much money. You know, we're not going to fire you, but, you know, you're not going to get any work either. I mean, that's basically what they're telling, right? So if I'm told to break the rules, and let's say that you do break the rules and then something bad happens, and then they look down at you, you shouldn't have broken the rules. You should have abided by the safety. And I'm like, wait a minute. Now you were telling me this needed to go. And I went. And then now something bad happens, and now you're not going to back me up. Right then and there, boom. Pay should double. Okay? You're asking me to risk more. When there's a higher risk, there should be more money, more compensation. That's why football players make a lot of money, because they can get hurt and their life or their career can come to an end. So they make a lot of money now. That way, when they're 30 years old and can't play no more, they're set for life. That's why that is. Okay? So don't sit there and say, well, I'll do what I need to do because that's the right thing to do. No, it's not the right thing to do. Do what's best for you. That's the right thing to do. Do what's best for you and your family. That's all you have a responsibility for, is you and your family. That's all you got to worry about. So if they're asking you to push a little harder, to break the rules a little further, then all you can do is you pull that picture out of your family and say, is it worth it for them? And maybe I don't think it is. I think that you should probably, what should happen is if there is that rule, if you're a carrier out there right now and you're listening, if that rule gets put out there where they say, okay, from this point to this point, truck drivers can disregard the hours of service. If you're a carrier out there, you should say that if you go by this letter and you do that, we're going to pay you more money. That's what you should say. I remember back in the day, it was really hard-pressed. Of course, everybody knows I worked for Swift back in the day, a long time ago. Back in the day, I mean, this was a long time ago. This was in the 90s and early 2000s, where Swift was always having a hard time keeping drivers out on the road during the holidays. And, of course, a lot of these big carriers, Schneider, Swift, JB, a lot of their customers are retail-based, like Sears. Well, I don't know if Sears is around anymore, but like Kmart. Kmart's not around anymore. But Walmart, Target, all these big carriers haul for these big retail outlets, and they need that freight moved around, you know. Of course, you got Procter & Gamble, you know, and you got the computers and technology, TVs, all that stuff. During the holidays, they move that a lot, right? So drivers wanted to go home, so they lost a lot of their drivers due to home time on the holidays. They were having a hard time keeping drivers out on the road during the holidays. And it was like, okay, let them go home just for the Christmas weekend. Let's say Christmas on a Monday. Go home Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We need you back here Tuesday. They wouldn't come back on Tuesday. Drivers would take longer time off. So they had a hard time doing that. So what they did is they implemented a bonus system that if you worked, that if you were available for dispatch on these 5 days and you ran at least so many miles on those 5 days, then you got an extra $1,000. So it's kind of like if you worked these 5 days, which is probably starting like on the 20th, 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, that kind of thing. If you worked those 5 days and you ran at least 2,000 miles in those 5 days, then they paid you an extra $1,000 on top of that. And teams, they doubled it. You know, they paid you to work. They paid you extra to work those days because they needed you to work those days. Same thing goes here. They need you to run extra miles because the supply chain is weak and it's been disrupted, and they need you to run these extra hours, you know, or extra freight or extra weight. If they need you to do that from in these locations because of the supply chain disruption, they ought to be paying you more because it's not your responsibility. Your responsibility is to your family. You do a job for that family, and then you should go home. Okay, when mistakes are made, you're held account. What's going to happen is that you get pushed into a situation to where you're either too tired or the truck's too heavy and something breaks. The truck's been running too hard and you're getting pushed too hard and something happens. And next thing you know, you're held responsible and then you're not compensated. So that's all I have to say about that. That's it, man. It's time to go home. It's time to get to work for me, actually. Let's see here. There was one I was talking about here the other day. I didn't get a click over here. But yeah, I got Spotify. If anybody knows any good songs on Spotify, give me a holler. I try to get as much stuff as I can. Every time I hear a song on the radio or I hear something in my head, you know, I try to go find it. What is this? Yeah, I don't know what that is. But anyway, I got a lot of playlists, and actually Redneck and I's Radio is a public playlist. You should be able to go find it in there. But it's one of those things. Let's see. There's a lot of cool ones out there. Let's see. Oh, yeah, you know what? Let's go ahead and – we haven't heard this one in a while. All right, cool deal. So let's get things fired up, and let's sign off for the night then. I appreciate everybody joining around. Go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. This has been Redneck and Eyes Radio. We've been here talking about life on the road and things of trucking involved and just my opinions mostly. But, you know, hey, what are you going to do, right? Anybody else got an opinion, let me know. Give me a holler, 515-602-9731. I'm here every day, every weekday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday. What do you call tomorrow? The Women of Redneck and Eyes will be here. Same time, same phone number, 515-602-9731. And you can check them out at redneckandeyes.com as well. They might be putting on a Facebook video. So if you're on YouTube, switch over to Facebook. I'm working on trying to figure out how I can do both. So we might work on that tomorrow. I don't know. But check us out. Like I said, redneckandeyes.com for all the details. Remember, we'll be at the truck show there at the Truckers for Hope truck show. That's going to be on September 23rd through the 25th in the Clinton County Fairgrounds in Mill Hall, Pennsylvania. Truckers for Hope. Check them out. Truckersforhope.com. In fact, I'll go ahead and real quick. Appreciate everybody's support of that. Like I said, go check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Don't forget our great sponsors. You can find the links to those sponsors on our website right there. That's DPF Regeneration at dpfregeneration.com, Trucker Tools at truckertools.com, and Load to Ride Transportation at ltrtransportation.com. Appreciate all their support of Redneck and Eyes. Stay tuned for more stuff that's going on out there like that. We're going to check us out and just try to get back to you guys with more content, more stuff going on. Like I said, at the Truckers for Hope truck show, hope to see everybody out there. I probably won't be there. I'm working on it, trying to be there. You never know. But, you know, hey, here at Redneck and Eyes, we all work. So we got jobs too. So that's what the hard thing is. We're going to try to schedule time off. Even like when I went to the Dallas, the Texas truck show in Houston, I was the only one there because, you know, everybody else had to work. And I even was not only be able to go one day because I had to work. So we're working and we're doing truck driving stuff just like this with radio. Like I said, check us out, redneckandeyes.com. Appreciate everybody's support. And like I said, Women of Redneck and Eyes tomorrow, 515-602-9731 at 7 p.m. Eastern time. I'll be back on Thursday. We'll see you guys later. This is Redneck and Eyes Radio.
Today's truckers have a lot on their minds. Redneck and Eyes was founded by truckers to help truckers and others to handle life on the road better. Check them out at redneckandeyes.com. When everything goes wrong and the job still has to get done, you got a Redneck and Eyes.